funny phobias. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Flying? Spiders? Heights? Those are some common fears. But there are lots of other phobias you've probably never heard of.
To most of us, trees are harmless, but not to people with dendrophobia. Dendrophobes have an irrational fear of trees and won't go near them because they're afraid one will fall on them. They also find trees spooky at night. Most dendrophobes are afraid of specific types of trees. At www.fearoftrees.com, one sufferer says that he's afraid of weeping willows. Another writes, "When I see a palm tree, I freeze and want to cry."
According to a recent survey, 13 million Britons suffer from nomophobia, short for no mobile phobia. Sufferers of nomophobia are afraid of being out of mobile phone contact and feel anxiety if they lose their phone, run out of credit, or have no coverage. Experts on the phobia have a few tips for sufferers of the condition. Make sure you charge your battery before leaving the house. Keep a spare battery at work. And keep a prepaid telephone card on you in case you need to make a call but don't have your mobile.
Everyone loves clowns, right? Wrong. Some people suffer from coulrophobia, a fear of clowns. The condition is actually quite common. A University of Sheffield survey of 250 children found that all of them were afraid of clowns. And there are celebrities with the condition, too. Johnny Depp and Daniel Radcliffe, the actor who plays Harry Potter, are both coulrophobes. Psychologists don't know why some people fear clowns, but it's nothing new. A famous actor from the silent era, Lon Chaney Sr., once said, "There's nothing funny about a clown in the moonlight."
Finally, what do you think ephebiphobia is? Well, it's the fear of teenagers. It may sound a bit silly, but it's actually quite common. Adults often see teenagers as troublemakers, as unpredictable and dangerous. So, if someone with ephebiphobia sees a group of teenagers on the pavement, they'll cross the road rather than walk past them. But it seems that ephebiphobia has been around for quite a long time. In the 4th century BC, the Greek philosopher Plato said, "What's happening to our young people? They disrespect adults and disobey their parents. They ignore the law and riot in the streets."
Some things never change.